Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you. Previously on Dear Single Men with Taye Maddox.
Girl pregnant, what next? This is for you. And that is why we're going to dive further into this conversation on what you need to do when you find yourself in a situation as this, because there are so many young men who are in a similar situation as this. And to be candid, many of us have not handled this very well. Look, these are some of the excesses that comes out of our exuberance and, you know, youthfulness and trying to, you know, exercise our masculinity as men. You know, we do a lot of stuff, but still, that is redemption in us taking responsibility for our actions. That is where the redemption is, because failure to do that would mean, that two individuals will be stuck in their lives because of one man's action. So you get a lady pregnant, you put her in the family way. She tells you that she wants to kill the baby. You told her, go and abort it, I'm not ready. She then goes on to keep the baby. Alright, all by herself. Do you know what happened to her when she's going through all of that? Her life is basically paused because of you and because of the child that she's carrying. Now remember as well, these factors, we live in a community that does not support single women. Yeah, we know, like first time mothers, especially those who are unmarried, you know, those who are young people, who young ladies as it were. Yeah, we live in a community that criticizes, that ostracizes them and calls them never to do wells and all of that. And yet nobody even talks about the guys who are responsible for this, who put them in the family way. And it breaks my heart. Sometimes I take a stroll in my community. From where I stand this morning, it's a beautiful day in the city of Abeokuta. I live in Ogun State, Southwest Nigeria. So just in case you're just joining this podcast, yeah, I'm right here in Nigeria, and this is where I'm doing my podcast from. And I want to say a very big thank you to all of the amazing audience all over the world. I mean, it's quite funny when I look at the analytics and I see that I have more audience in the United States. You know, I have more audience in the United States than in Nigeria, and I'm like, wow, what's going on? Well, I guess the podcasting is growing in Africa, yeah, so maybe that's the reason why. But then it's always nice to know that, you know, people are getting to listen to this podcast from anywhere in the world. Thank God for technology, all of us are kind of connected. So once again, Tom Majex is my name, and this is the Dear Single Men podcast. What are we talking about today on the podcast? How and where do I start? I think a good place to start is from this previous episode, from the previous podcast that I did. And my goodness, guys, the comments has been thrilling. I remember after I put it out on my social media platform, a lady reached out to me and said that she was kind of surprised and at the same time really impressed by how I put myself out there, you know, sharing my own personal life experience. And she went on to ask me, you know, what was the rationale behind doing it? And, you know, I had to take time to just explain to her that, you know, it was not for anything but to be very practical and to make sure that I pass the message across correctly, you know, as much as I can. So I guess that's a bit of that. But anyway, all the feedbacks has been great. If you haven't listened, please go and listen to that previous podcast. And some guys also reached out to me as well. And it's really amazing when one conversation leads up to another and people want to start, you know, people begin to see the need to talk about something they are very concerned with. So about, you know, a few guys reached out to me, like, tell me in this situation, me safe, get them, like, how do I handle it? And, you know, I've been there before, and then, you know, I offer one or two tips that would help, and I'm sure those guys will be fine. So that is why we need to have honest conversations with ourselves as guys, and I'm glad that we are doing that. So away from all of that, you can't listen to the rest of that gist in, you know, the previous podcast episode. The title is Help, I Gotta Get Pregnant, What Next? So, yeah, that's it. Oh my goodness, it's been a great week. It's been an amazing week for me. And I hope you're also having a great time. So, one of the things I've learned to prioritize right now is learning and relearning and unlearning. So, this week I've been up to learning stuff, especially in the area of agriculture, food security, and, you know, related stuff like that. So, you know, just to let you know that food security or food production is everybody's business. So if you have a farm, if you have a space in your house, you can use it to start producing food, something you can even eat. Imagine if you're producing the food, the veggies you eat in your home. That's something that is actually solving the food problem we have in this part of the world right now. So yeah, let's not get into that, but I think it's gonna be part of what I want to discuss this morning anyway. So, you know, there's been a lot of debate and conversation as to what a man should do, what is suited to do in terms of house chores, you know. And should a man sweep the house? Should a guy clean the kitchen? Should he cook the food? And, you know, these things are often related to gendering and role and all of that. So we're gonna look at that. So what should guys do? What are the kind of things guys should do? You know, manly things, as it were. You know, sometimes we do not know how we came to assign, you know, role to gender. It is something that we met, you know, culturally, traditionally. The man is supposed to be the one to fend for the family, kill the lion or kill the prey and bring it home, the caveman. Well, you know, I guess some things the caveman did back then doesn't still apply to us now. I think we should have a rethink about that. So let's get right into the conversation today on today's podcast episode, which is, what are the chores a man should do? Yeah, so the chores a man does should not be defined by what the society expects him to do. It should not be defined by cultural norms or expectations or dictates. Because cultural norms, cultural dictates are biased more than often. The bias is there. And the cultural dictates would say that the woman is supposed to be the homemaker. She's supposed to take care of the family, clean the house, do all sorts while the husband sits in front of the TV and, you know, relaxes. Alright? But our world has changed. Our world has changed. So we need to begin to rethink some things. Alright? But I want to believe that the reason why it is roles are being assigned to gender is because so that there will be smooth running of there will be, you know, definition, all right, there will be ease of doing things, there will be order. We understand that aspect. But what if we are promoting some form of laziness amongst guys? Is it not the reason why some guys up to date can't even boil noodles? Some guys can't even boil water or boil egg or make pap. Simple things. Is it not the reason why we allow the female girls, we teach them how to do all forms of house chores, and we allow the guys not to do anything? You know, like I said, these cultural dictates and expectations are sometimes, usually more than often, biased. So let's get right into it. Now you understand where I'm coming from, that the kind of chores a man should not be based on what the culture says that he should do, because that culture that established that this is what he should do, it is becoming outdated. It was meant to serve a particular generation, but it doesn't apply in this case anymore. So what should determine the kind of chores you should do? Well, number one, if there is any need for you to do something and you can do it and will provide support and assistance, why not do it? Right? Why not do it? We ought to bring up our boys in that manner too. You should be able to cook. Simple as that. It doesn't reduce you. It doesn't take anything from you to be able to know how to cook as a guy. Alright? You should be able to sweep the floor. Make your bed. You should be able to clean your home surroundings. You know? Those basic things. You should be able to go to the market. Yes. There's nothing bad in it. I mean, for those who are in a relationship, there's nothing bad in you, you know, if your babe or your wife is okay with it. There's nothing bad in going to the grocery store or going to the local market to accompany her to the market. Give her more support. There's nothing bad in you being in the kitchen with your spouse. You might not necessarily be doing anything, but just giving her more support, gisting and having conversations might just be enough. So those are chores in themselves. And right from the onset, we must begin to encourage our boys, our young guys, to learn all of these things so that they will be equipped. And so that they won't see all of these roles as being feminine or masculine. No. 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 It shouldn't be so. So, this is what should determine the kind of chores that you should do. Alright, so learn to wash the plate, learn to do the dishes. Yeah, I get that. Learn how to cook some meals, learn how to cook some food as well. Maybe at the end of this podcast, I'm gonna put it in the description. I can just leave a comment for me, like, how many dishes can you actually cook? What kind of meal can you cook comfortably? For example, at age 7. I was already observing how my mom cooked food in the house. And let me give you this example, this story, very quickly. So I live with two grandmas and my godmother at some point after I'd finished secondary school. So I was at home that year waiting for admission. So all through that period, my godmother was a working class and my two grandmothers were always at home. So all through that period, I was the one going to the market to get the food, and I was one that was gonna make the food for the whole house. I think we're about 6 or 7 in the house. I make semo, I make amala, I make eba, I make all kinds of food. Moi, name it. And my godmother must meet food at home. That was how we were reached. So that was no issue. So I can't be in a relationship, I can't be a family man, and then that's gonna be an issue for me, you know. At that point in time, it was just what was expected of me to make sure that food was done and available. So imagine me saying that, okay, because I'm not a woman, we have to wait, or we have to go and employ a housemaid to do all of that. No. So the kind of house chores that would make me re-emphasize again that the kind of house chores you do should be determined by, you know, what is expected of you at that point in time. It's as simple as that. Alright, so I think I'm gonna leave this conversation here, and I'm going to allow us to send in our comments and let me know what you think about what chores should guys do. What chores should guys not do? I know this is gonna spark a lot of debate, but listen and let me know what you think about that. Tao Majex is my name. I thank you for giving me the privilege of your attention. This is the Dear Single Man podcast. Cheers to your improvement. See you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Man. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Tayo Majex on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at Majekodumitayo.